Guardians, game one tonight, ALCS, Guards, Yankees.
Let's go.
Alex Cobb. Alex, we hardly know you, but please come through for us on a huge stage.
I think he'll do well.
He's made, what, four starts for the Guardians this year.
I think he'll do well. He'll keep the ball down. He will definitely challenge Judge. He will challenge, you know, he'll challenge Soto. The big thing with them is, you know, it's Judge, it's Soto, and you have a hot Giancarlo Stanton right now. I mean, that makes that lineup oh so much longer when Giancarlo Stanton is at one of his peaks, and he's at one of his peaks now. So, it's going to be tough. Look, it's those damn Yankees, you know? They always seem to find their way.
You know?
And then they always seem to do their stupid Yankee pixie dust stuff and take a guy like Luke Weaver, who's been kicked around the league for 9 years, and all of a sudden he's an unhittable closer. Why? Because we're the Yankees. Ugh.
Weaver saved every game.
Sufferable.
Against Kansas City.
I know. And he was awful. Awful for an extended period of time. I mean, that guy got kicked around by, like, seriously, six or seven different teams, and all of a sudden he became a Yankee, and they sprinkled their magic pixie dust on him, and now he's good.
Let's go over the playoff roster here for the ALCS. We talked about the pitching staff. They added a pitcher, Pedro Avila, who was not on the ALDS roster, has been added. They have 13 pitchers on the roster, and they have 13 position players. So they took a position player off the roster, and that's Angel Martinez. So I think they're okay, but I think they're limited, Dano. And let me tell you why. You're going to play Josh Naylor. You're going to play Andrés Giménez, Brian Rocchio, Jose Ramirez, Bo Naylor. Okay? That's set. You're going to play Stephen Kwan. You're going to play Lane Thomas. You're set.
Yep.
That means everybody else, you have David Fry, who can DH for you.
Always seems to do the right thing at the right time.
David has been a godsend this year.
He really has?
He has.
That's
been
a great way to put it,
the
man.
The only issue, his elbow injury, he can't play anywhere.
Right.
He can DH. You have Austin Hedges, who can be a catcher for you and nothing else. He's not going to play any other position. So you have him coming off the bench and terrific defensive catcher, and maybe he gets a big hit once in a while, but obviously he's not a terrific offensive player. You have Kyle Manzardo, who can't play anywhere for you but first base. You're not going to play him in a playoff series in the outfield.
I mean, this is the organization, and it was Terry Francona as well, but this is the organization that took Carlos Santana and put him in the outfield in the World Series.
You're not going to play Kyle Manzardo in the outfield in a playoff series.
I think it's on the table.
You're not going to play Kyle Manzardo if I say it often enough, I'll talk it into being. You're not going to play Kyle Manzardo in the outfield in a playoff series.
I think it's on the table.
Quiet.
It's on the table.
Quiet. You also then have Daniel Schneemann. Daniel is, hey, this guy went down anywhere but catcher. Go play it.
In case of emergency, break glass. That's the best way to put him.
Anywhere we need you, Daniel, go. And if we're getting rocked, you might pitch.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that. If it comes to that, we've got a lot of other problems on our hands.
I just don't think they have a ton of versatility position player-wise on the bench. I also don't know that they'll need it.
No.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, think of it. Fry can't play a position right now.
Maybe first. Maybe. That would be the only one.
Okay, fine. Manzardo, I only want at first. So that's two first basemen. That's it. Schneemann can play anywhere. And you have Noel and you have Brennan, who will probably platoon in the outfield. Man, that doesn't give you a whole lot. That's counting on Schneemann playing second if needed, short if needed, third if needed, outfield if needed.
Do you take anything, and I ask you, you've done this many more time than I have, do you take anything from the fact that David Fry is listed as a backup catcher on that roster?
No.
Okay.
No. And I think that's interesting too.
I thought that was fascinating.
If David were healthy, if his elbow were okay, boy, it gives you a lot more flexibility. David came up as a shortstop. You know, I don't know if anybody even remembers that now. But when he was in college, he was early on a shortstop, infielder, catcher, outfield. I mean, he can play anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather have him with the ability to play anywhere than Daniel Schneeman. And Daniel's done a nice job this year. It's nothing against him. But David obviously has more pop. But right now, with David's injury to his arm, he can't throw, which means he can't play.
Right. I think first base is a stretch. Yeah. You got to be in some serious problem.
Especially when you actually have three other guys that you can play at first base.
Right.
You have Naylor, you have Manzardo, and Jonkenzie Noel can play some first base if needed.
Yeah. Yeah, they did have that during the season a little bit. So
you could have that. But anywhere else, I think you just better make sure everybody else stays healthy. You could replace somebody, obviously, if they have a serious injury.
Right. You got Angel Martinez that you can look to.
And he's with the team. You know, so he's not on the roster, but hopefully you don't have to replace anybody. You're locked in with Kwan in left.
Beautiful.
And with Lane Thomas in center field.
It's an adventure, but it's there.
Well, and that's okay. Wouldn't, for instance, forgive me. I don't want to make any Terry Francona people mad. Lane Thomas was playing center field in a game 5. And if you didn't win it, you go home. Who do you think was playing center field in that game last year?
Miles Straw. All day, every day would have been Miles Straw.
If Terry Francona were managing this year, who would have been playing center field?
Miles Straw.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Instead, it was Lane Thomas, and boom, he has the hit of the season.
He does. He has the hit of the season. He did misplay a ball out there.
So what? I've told you this before. I live by this. I have a buddy who played college baseball in the Big Ten, and he gave me a line that cracked me up. He said, "I wasn't real crazy about my coach in college." He said, "I didn't think he was very good." But he had a line that has stuck with me forever. He said, "You're not very good with a glove, huh? You're going to let in one run every game, but you're going to hit in two? Go to left field, son. You're in the lineup."
It's the old Manny Ramirez theory. That was Manny Ramirez to a T. He's like, "Well, we can't play David Ortiz anywhere, so yeah, go make a mess of left field."
Serious. You know what I mean? So if you let in one, but hit in two, that's a plus one.
Sounds like my golf game.
And that's what I think about Lane Thomas. Great. And if you have to, okay, what are you going to do there? You could play Will Brennan in center. You could play Stephen Kwan in center. And you certainly could play Daniel Schneeman in center field.
Make it work. Yep.
Because, you know, Daniel has that center field pedigree as a former infielder.
On this team, get out there, son. You've had some reps.
Oh, God. Jonah is in Canton. Jonah.
How are you, Jonah?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
We're good. Great.
Hey, go guard. Screw the Yankees. It's our time. Let's go. Lock in. Hey, just coming on here. Been really proud of the guards. Been a heck of a season to watch. If nothing comes out of it, still been fun. But, hey, we're looking for that World Series right now. Wanted to ask a couple questions. You know, just thinking about Vogt, what has he meant to the city of Cleveland? I'm thinking about end of the season. We bring Manzardo up. Manzardo hits that game-winning homer and tears in the press conference. Like, you just tell this guy loves the team. He cares about the guys. It's special to watch. What does he mean to the city of Cleveland? And what could a World Series mean to the MLB? You know, Yankees being a big market team. Heck, we come across the Dodgers in the series. They're a big market team, and you know, we're closer to a smaller market. And what does that mean for the? Does it mean anything, or does it mean something big for the MLB? Love
Jonah, it hammers home parity. I mean, that's really what it does. Is it hammers home that everybody every season has a shot, and it means that you don't need to go out there and get your, you know, and get a Shohei Ohtani, and you can win without having Aaron Judge on your roster or signing a Juan Soto and all that stuff. While I'll be the first to tell you, winning is easier when those guys are on your rosters. It's not a hands-down requirement to do it if you have the other things that make it work.
Jim is in Strongsville. Jim.
What's happening, Jim?
First off, I have full confidence and trust in any major leaguer that sports the mustache.
That's really good point.
Let's start with that. Secondly, you guys had, I'm going to call him Jude Law. I know it's not who he was, but you had him on midseason talking about, well, the Guardians just good because they're in the weak central. And now you hear these guys on the postgame show, oh, the Yankees definitely have the easiest path. The Central was probably the best division in baseball this year. The best division in baseball. They got three teams to the divisional series. What more does this division have to do for these guys, Pedro and all these guys, to be standing up there basically sticking their noses up at the Central? It's so infuriating because it's not like what Baltimore stunk at the end by the end of the year. The Astros, yes, they had the pedigree, but they were listless by the end of the year. So I just don't understand. I mean, that, to me, why I want to go punch the Yankees in the face is because I'm so tired of hearing about how bad the Central is. Finally, it's not a bad division, and nobody seems to want to come around to that. It's very frustrating. I would love to see them beat the Yankees and then beat the Dodgers. And you know what? L.A. and New York fall off a cliff.
There you go, Jim. Thank you very much.
I'm not that far. It's, you know, hey, a lot of
Tigers,
good people.
Tigers are going to be good for a while.
Heck yeah.
They've got a nice
Royals
young team.
Royals are pointing straight up,
Royals
too.
Royals are looking really good.
So Twins aren't going to go anywhere. They're
Twins aren't
get,
going anywhere. And the White Sox stink. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up, right?
Oh, as long as Jerry Reinsdorf owns that team's not going anywhere.